The Sea and Wit show? I'm watching that for sure.
Oh, 100%.
I'm sorry, I'm a female. I do not do work.
I'm too rich for that.
We don't like violence.
Guys, I'm not gonna like brag or anything like that, but like, look, my wife's hot.
Everyone else? Fair fuck them.
Hey guys, welcome back, bitches.
That was really good.
I felt her baby kicking.
Part two.
Is there one in there?
I hope my titty didn't just come out.
Is there one brewing?
There might be.
When's the last time y'all did it?
The trip.
Oh, that's Whitney.
Did you?
Yeah. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
We give each other sometimes updates. We'd be like, has it been ages? Yeah. Like, yeah, we were.
Yeah, before that, it was like a month.
Bullshit. It was in the bed. It was fire at the house.
Yeah, she's right.
Yeah, thank you. Right. I think he has short-term memory loss.
I do sometimes. I forget.
And it makes me feel like shit because I'm like, okay, that's funny because I literally remember it. So I guess either you're hammered or too high. I don't know.
What?
Yeah.
I was proud of Jacob, though. I was going to get back on the subject. He got, like,
I mean, I don't have ED or nothing.
ED, erectile dysfunction.
Well,
dysfungus.
Oh, dude.
When you're just not in the mood, and I really just don't look the best. When my nipples are the size of my face, it's just not hot.
Dude, yes, it is. Bigger to suck.
I'm just going
to
be honest with you. There's just never
me in
not.
The face.
For me, it's never not a time where I'm just not. You're getting it.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
That might be a problem, honey.
Like, I'm ready. I'm TTG.
I mean, trained to go. Sometimes I'm just like. Either like I'm exhausted or something. I'm just like wanna
my ADHD.
Because usually only like do it at night. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like if we wait too late, I'm like.
Yeah, but this fucker doesn't wake up till like 12, and then he like I'm not rolling over to.
Wait, hold on. Let's rewind that.
I'll wake up. Right.
Let's rewind that. She wakes up at 12. I wake up 8:30. Let the dogs out. Feed them. Put the dogs back up. Go back to sleep.
8:30.
Yes.
Just stop.
I was up at 8:30 this morning.
Congrats.
Ain't that rapping?
Because you have to.
We
gotta feed something.
Yeah.
Because it ain't me.
I was just proud of him. He got a good high five out of me because he was able to get hard on his own. Okay, that makes me literally sound, that sounds like horrible.
Yeah, you're making Jacob sound like he doesn't get a boner.
I know.
But it's just, I don't know how to explain it. It's just not like.
Well, it sounded like we went months without having sex. We went like 2 weeks.
So are you explaining to yourself that he was the wife and he was pregnant, you wouldn't fuck him?
I wouldn't fuck myself if I looked. If I had to do it, I could not look at myself right now and think I'm hot. Like,
I do.
150%.
She'll cover her belly.
I think it's cute.
I'm like,
Winnie,
I got
a fucking fupa. Bro.
I think it's, no, you don't.
I can't see, so when I try to look down when he's, you know, doing whatever, I get embarrassed. Because I got
like,
no, I do.
I used to not take my shirt off.
Yeah, I don't want you to. I cover my stomach because I get embarrassed because I can't see. And yes, I do have kind of a fat vagina because his head's right there, so I got a little extra skin. That's embarrassing, and I just want nothing to do with it.
You're pregnant.
Just close your eyes.
I do. I take a cover and I cover my stomach, and then he's got a little tent. I don't know.
I do that regardless. I'm like, get under here.
Yeah, because I get cold too. My legs are. Yeah, he's on top too. I know that wind in y'all's asshole is like.
Nah, I be sweating.
Yeah, the dogs think we're like beating each other up. And
oh, dude, that's
we have to do without the dogs in there.
When he gets in a random mood, and then she like wants it, right? Well, there's 12 dogs laying around the whole room. They're just barking.
Did they think they literally think we're like beating each other?
Pisses
up.
Me off.
So annoying.
Behind me, I feel her nose sniffing my ass.
Okay,
and well, you're like deep, and you're like just, in there.
And just like
and then all of a sudden, just Penny's ass just starts going in on me. And Charlie attacks me, tries to bite my balls.
They think we're playing because you know, obviously there's some noises and
yeah.
They want to play. Okay. Want to play with you?
It's probably where Finley's learned to hump Winston so many fucking times. Had to watch us on the couch every fucking day.
I love how the girl humps more than the guy.
Finley goes ham. She starts growling too. She'll get underneath Winston's stomach. And ham in her.
Winston's just like,
him. Poor guy's scared. His balls go.
Stop right now. Oh my gosh.
Okay, let's go back to this Reddit. So.
Jacob is crushing. On a picture of my feet and Whitney's face. Well, okay, first of all,
you're
if you're going to call me
with
gay
that camel
cub,
toe.
If you're going to call me gay cub, then I can't be, you got to pick a side, you know? Either I'm crushing on Whitney or I'm gay. Because it can't be both.
No.
So.
Unless I'm a dude.
At least just pick a side there, you know, and just run with one. That'd be cool. That'd be a little bit better.
Apparently me and Kristen are lesbians.
Mm-mm. Actually, I got a lot of comments in my Snapchat. Brie, I know she's not in here, but she can hear me. I got a lot of comments. I think I really like Brie, but you probably should never let her go on a boat with Jacob. That's what they're all saying. Brie's not trustworthy. She'd fuck him in a second.
I got the same comments.
Yeah, well, her boyfriend.
I got the same with Tyler and Brie. So close. They're definitely besties. And I'm like, yeah. We actually all trust.
Well, Brie's boyfriend was there.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking that would have went over too well with Bruce on either.
If you guys think that our group is that nasty, you're in the wrong group. That might be Tampa.
No, Jacob's not going for Brie. He's going for Brie's mom. Yeah? I got one. Right. This is a good one. Shit's bikini. This is going to be a good one. Big Back was wearing the skimpiest.
I look pretty good at that shit. Can't lie. I swear. All right. Back is ripped.
Big Back was wearing the skimpiest bikini she probably has today. LMAO. Whole ass was out. Bad enough that Tyler had to blur it out on Snapchat. I bet Jacob had a raging boner all day.
Again. What? Pick a side. Either I'm gay or I'm crushing on Whitney.
Poor Ty.
A raging boner. No, we just actually covered this in the beginning of the podcast. That thing don't rage no more right now.
Well, honestly, bikini.
Needless to say, I might have dental floss. So that was actually the most full coverage I tried.
Who gives a shit?
I mean,
and no, guys, we have to board out on Snapchat because you guys pay us, and we can't get out of the program because then we won't get paid from you fuckers.
Yeah, there's
that's
like,
why I can't post the bikini pics anymore. It's
Snapchat's
so
very sensitive.
But it's just like TikTok. Like you post something, you post a girl in a swimsuit, you're probably gonna get taken down.
They're even
Snapchat,
worse.
Explain
it like they're giving us a paycheck. We're not nice to them. Fuck you.
But what about the people that want
they
to
know
give
it's
us
not
a paycheck?
About them. They know it's not about them.
Well, you speak for the bad people. I'll speak for the good.
Well, we're talking about Reddit.
Oh.
Yeah, they're bad.
Oh. Bad boy. Or girl.
I've got a skimpier one. I'm surprised you guys haven't seen it, considering you guys take pictures of my ass more than I do. Because I don't have one. Dental floss. All different colors of those. Some are mint, some are fruity. You know.
I like biting them off of my teeth. You know, like.
Tyler blurted out because you disregarded the whole comment and just commented what you blurted out on Snapchat. When realistically, no one cares about that part. You got to just give them don't already know that my ass is everywhere.
It said bad enough that Tyler had to blur it out on Snapchat. Well, I wanted to post a picture. I had to blur the ass.
Who even sells full coverage bathing suits anymore?
I haven't seen one.
Target. These are Target shoppers right here on this app for sure. I got one. Celiac my ass. I've already established this one.
We did that last one, yeah. She's going to eat it regardless.
I'm going to eat it. I don't care. Eats crumble cookie once a week. That shit is fire. And guess where I go? Right to the bathroom.
Yeah, that's a bad night. It's like so good, but so bad.
And post on your story, your boyfriend's setting up snacks. The only thing that's gluten-free is the popcorn. I actually have gluten-free mac and cheese. So you guys can fuck right off.
That is true.
And they update this
every day, every hour.
No, 7 minutes ago.
Oh.
We got a. Okay, here's an update. First of all, spell your name WHITNEIGH. Whitney.
Hey!
Oh, that's why you did it. Oh. Okay. So the picture's a picture of at the gender reveal when you were hugging me and my mom and.
Oh, yeah. One? I posted it.
Oh, did you just post it on Snapchat
yesterday?
Okay. Caption is, stank. 7 minutes ago. This is live, friends.
Reporting live.
Anyone else notice how Whitney's hardcore staring at Jacob like she's in love with him, not her bestie, Stank, and Jacob is looking right back at shit instead of his baby mama?
Actually, your face was buried into his. We were all crying.
There is some eye contact, but I mean,
it does look like we're holding something.
I think that we were crying.
We
were so happy. The pictures are so cute.
So is this like they just try to ruin a great moment?
Yeah.
Is that what that post is about?
I just don't get how someone sits there and like evaluates a picture so much.
I'm gonna be honest. They realize things about a picture. That they realize that things about pictures and videos that like I'm like would never have thought of, would never have pulled from it.
No. Never in my life.
No, because there's nothing to say about us besides my left toenail being broken for the week. It still hasn't grown back yet. So yes, my toes are crusty. I know you guys keep zooming in on them.
I don't understand.
I also don't understand what people think just because we leave our significant others for an hour, we're cheating or something like.
Well, you are a cheater.
I'm guessing they've never had a relationship or know a single person that's ever been loyal in their life. Or that we broke up.
None of them have relationships.
Yeah, 100%. They're definitely the raggedy ants.
They're 13. They're 13-year-olds.
For sure. I wish I could see them.
Like, they still have a curfew. Still have to wake up and go to middle school. 100%. They're in summer school. All of them are in summer school right now. Stinky school.
For sure.
This one says singing, how Whitney can't sing. I'm just going to be honest.
That video sucked.
Well, any singer has bad days. There's not one singer in the world that sounds great every time they sing. I've been around a lot of singers. She can sing.
Yeah, we...
Well, I was talking to the Reddit people.
Yeah, you're talking to me like you're yelling at me.
Well, I like having a conversation. Like, I don't like looking at the cameras.
Just say, fuck you.
Fuck you. That felt good. Can I say it again?
Dude, regardless of my suck or not, there's people that suck. They literally just dropped the number one single and they're still on the charts. And they still suck.
I'm sorry, guys.
Let's just think of the fact that all rappers are all auto-tuned and they still make more money than you'll ever see.
JoJo Siwa is singing, guys.
Bro, don't make me do the dance.
Jacob loves her. Jacob literally just bought tickets for front row for her and him.
We got beef. She just don't know about it.
Is that why you like to hire so much?
JoJo.
Karma's a bitch. Remember when I used to call
you
doing
the dance movie? You know it? I bet you do know it. If I turn on the song, you're doing it.
Karma's a bitch.
You have to be joking right now. Not only did they get another one, they're bringing Tyler's dog back with them. So that's, what, 14 dogs in one house? She needs help.
I do need help.
I mean, I would agree. I like the dogs. They're a lot, but we can handle it. And we do handle it. And when we're not here.
We don't have a...
J-O-B. Technically, we do.
We actually do. If you're getting paid, that's a job.
Yeah. We make money. The dogs are very well taken care of.
Our job is to take care of whatever the fuck we want. If that's another dog.
It just gets me. And we're going to bring it back to thank you, though. Like, we honestly, like, owe Reddit a huge, like, thank you.
Yeah.
You seriously, like
you
from, the,
saved our
from
lives.
The bottom of our hearts, you seriously pay us. Like, our paycheck comes from you. Talking shit, not talking shit, posting us. Thank you. Say thank you.
Thank you so much.
I want to give a moment. Thank you. Seriously, from the bottom of my heart, we really appreciate it.
I'd be working 9 to 5 or 12-hour shifts at the hospital. I'm not.
We just want to take this moment. Moment of silence for a few seconds.
You're next.
I said gracias.
Yeah, let's take a moment of silence for a second. Just thank you.
I want them to understand.
Sorry. Dear Lord, thank you for this. Thank you for the haters.
So, that was good.
Genuinely,
this wasn't our dog. This is actually my brother's dog. It actually stayed in the family, but.
They're always like, why don't you guys want men that have jobs? It's hot to have, come home, a hardworking man or whatever, but like at the same time, when you're making more money than going to college and getting a degree or working, Finn, you'll find one, I promise. Not Winston. It's even hotter when you can be like, hey, do you want to go to Bora Bora next week?
For real?
Oh
my God, babe, I literally can't see you till next month because I have a job doing this.
And I give a lot of props to the people that genuinely, like, I genuinely say this all the time, I do not know how people live. Without social media, being this new generation and all the money you get from brands and just doing other stuff and platforms, I don't know how people afford to live.
You literally just talked
about it. Genuinely. But people say that they're not men. Why would you want to be a man working a 9-to-5 job when you make more money doing this? It's just a food for your thought.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, I'm trying to look
the podcast. I stopped listening as soon as I found them to be extremely annoying. Well, congratulations. I think that's old. We're terrible people. I have to say how shitty they're doing at the podcast. You can clearly tell Stank doesn't ever want to be there. She also doesn't give a fuck. Yeah, she don't care. Whitney's holding on to that pod by a thread. You're not
They're
lying.
Paying to watch us on...
I'm saying.
That's embarrassing.
I know.
You just paid for my Chick-fil-A today. Making that comment and watching it.
Fuck. All I hear is Kristen Stank constantly smacking her lips with that obnoxious laugh. That's actually my favorite laugh in the whole world. I've told her that. It's the best laugh. If you're not laughing, every time Kristen laughs, she makes everybody in the room laugh. So you can just ride on that one.
Not Jacob.
On the cooking podcast, they don't even talk. You just hear them smacking their lips. Well, duh. That's what
you
a cooking
show means.
You
still get paid from you.
Means.
Thank you.
And if you can't afford $7, I'll give you a free trial just so you
can
understand.
No, they can afford it. That was their allowance.
Oh, yeah. Mm. That's why they ran out.
That's why they can't watch it anymore.
And honestly, we don't... I forget. I think that you guys think that we care. But if you're still here and you've been riding on it since day one, congratulations. Excuse me. We love you. We do. We enjoy talking to people that actually like us.
You guys are so boring on this thing. I'm trying to find shit.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I got one. Ready? This is you, Christian.
Okay.
You would think since she's going to give birth any day now, maybe you get your roots touched up, your hair done, even your nails maybe. Who the fuck wants to sit in a hair chair?
No,
I'm sorry.
No, I'm literally getting my hair done tomorrow.
So I'm fucking coming to my house and do my hair.
I've had this appointment. I didn't want to get my hair done 3 months ago, and then it's not necessarily safe. And everyone's like, "Oh, you don't give a fuck." But like, it's not necessarily safe to get. And for me, I've been trying to like really, really grow out my hair and make it healthier. I've not gotten my hair done in probably 6 months. Like, no joke. Maybe like five. I've not gotten my hair done, but I'm getting it done. I made my eyelash appointment. I'm getting my nails done probably this weekend for the baby shower. And then I get my hair done tomorrow. I've made appointments. I was just waiting till the last minute.
LMAO. She's trying her absolute hardest to make it seem like she likes Tyler and that she didn't cheat on him. This is really a one-sided ass relationship. He loves her, but she loves someone else. Hence why she cheats on him.
Sounds...
That's accurate.
No, like, sounds valid.
Nice.
Fuck, I literally hate spending time with you every day.
My little cheater. I don't wake up with you every day. I don't do
everything. My little cheater puff.
My little cheater puff. Yeah. She's a cheater. Worst girlfriend ever.
If you guys,
doesn't like me.
You know what's really contradicting is you guys watch us and see how blunt we are and talk about everything that y'all don't want to hear.
You literally know the days we have sex.
But if the fact like, that like we didn't like each other, I don't think that we would be together, considering I've left every single person I didn't like. So I'm confused and we're forcing each other to like
I mean,
each
she
other.
Sends me rings every day. I think
we're forced. Right. Like, I literally force myself every day to wake up next to him and not want to like...
But there's some... Jacob has no choice but to marry me.
For real.
Let me just read you a text message I got the other day from Whitney.
Not one. I couldn't think of another choice you have other than to marry me. Because at that point, I'm saving you embarrassment.
Okay, so this particular day, Whitney woke up.
Maybe a long time ago. What? I woke up?
Whitney woke up.
I woke up like this.
On the wrong side of the bed.
I woke up like this.
Seriously, she woke up on the wrong side of the bed. And I was like, okay. So she's leaving. She's like, I'm going to do errands by myself. Bye. I was like,
when was this?
Yesterday.
2 days ago Two days ago. I was like, okay. So I'm sitting here in my head. I'm like, what did I do wrong? Like, I haven't even said a word to her. While she's leaving, I'm like, hey, I don't know why you're having a bad day, but I haven't done anything. So, like, don't take it out on me.
And he asked me 4 times what I was doing during that day. You know, when you just repeat yourself 50 times and you just like, I'm going to get my nails done. I got to go to the bank. I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to do this. And then they ask you again what you're doing.
So four like, is an exaggeration.
I'm hungry.
I asked her once. She said it too
starving.
Fast.
Starving. You know, you just wake up and there's nothing in your stomach and you just want to kill everyone? Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, okay. So this is the text I get. Just want to say that I love you and I want to be with you forever. Sorry if I have attitude. I just really got stressed out and wanted to kill everybody.
But you know what's so embarrassing about us? Because I would have done the same thing you just did. I would have texted him too. I would text Jacob.
No, this is like maybe 30 minutes after she left.
I'm explaining.
I have to be by myself.
It's so embarrassing. It's so embarrassing.
That's your brother.
Because if you messed us a year ago,
we would never.
If you...
We would never.
What did I say? If you met us a year ago, and you ever caught me texting a man apologizing?
Yeah. Never.
That's how I know. When I literally said, Whitney, I feel bad for being mean. I can't.
Yes. Because they're just so nice to us. For what reason do you wake up and you're just nice?
I apologize. When he was upset, I apologize for making you upset. Other times, I'm like, tough luck, bud.
No, I'd be telling myself why. The reasons why I'm a great person because I just made him feel like shit.
That's embarrassing for us.
I swear to God. Oh, here's one. I got one to say right here.
Oh, this is a fake.
That's not my account.
Yeah, this is fake.
It's a fake account. Yeah. I see Whit and Stank posting old videos of each other and memories of them having fun out and posting how they can't wait until C isn't pregnant anymore. Okay. We've never one time said, I cannot wait till you're not pregnant anymore.
I've said that.
Oh, I haven't. Because regardless, you're still the same. Whether or not we go out, I can't even drink anymore.
I've been doing this for 9 months. I'm ready to have a kid.
But how they can't have fun again and drink. But I know some of us moms out here looking at that like, girl, she won't even think about having the time to go out. Do you guys not have family to like, or like babysitter once in a while? Or like, or like maybe just sit at home and play games like, and drink and have fun? Or if I like
say, hey, Jacob, I'm going to go out for a couple hours. You got your kid?
I guess
I don't know.
And yeah, we know she's having a child. We know this. We're here.
This is so funny to me because so for one, this whole thing is they think I don't have an OB. They don't think I have an actual doctor because I don't have enough money for insurance. So you're telling me the doctor okayed you to do things 5 days ago to soften your cervix and possibly throw into labor, like hand expressing your milk, but they haven't checked if the baby's head down. How do you know? By the way, baby's head is down.
He did a good job getting that.
I'm 37 and some day weeks pregnant. That's 2 weeks until my due date.
What's like the longest?
Dude, holy shit.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
Like 2.5 weeks till my due date.
Oh, shit.
Holy fuck.
All right, Jacob.
Jacob, are you miserable after you came back from fishing or what?
No, I'm not. I got that. People slid up on my shit so much. You look miserable. I was freaking exhausted yesterday. I swear my eyeballs got burned.
I will take Jacob's back on this. When we were driving home.
They've been saying he's miserable since day one.
I act like that too.
Yeah, but yesterday a bunch of people were sliding up. You're acting weird.
Okay, I know Jacob's not miserable. We've had talks about marriage. He's had talks with me about marrying her, so I can tell you he's not miserable, or he wouldn't tell me that.
Yeah, we were up for 20 hours the day we drove back.
I literally had to stay on the phone with him for like an hour and a half.
We all took a nap, but Jacob. Jacob was the only one that didn't take a nap that day.
Yeah,
and we woke up literally 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
He literally had to call me to be like, babe, I might fall asleep.
And Ruslan, he's the same. He stayed up just as much as Jacob. Slept from the time we left until the time we got home.
Did he sleep in the car?
The whole ride. That's why when I knew Ruslan was sleeping, that's why I texted you. I was like, yo, you good? Like, you need a Red Bull? Because I was like, I didn't know if she was up or not.
I almost called you guys to make him stop.
I was checking in on him and stuff, and I was like, yo, let's stop and get a Red Bull. So we stopped and got a Red Bull, and then...
He had the windows down, AC on. He's like, babe, I'm struggling.
I've had those drives, though.
Yeah.
I've had those, you know, driving 12 hours from...
But sometimes I feel like...
Tampa to Tuscaloosa.
Everyone always... I mean, yeah, you see our whole life on social media, but if we're not smiling in a picture or something, maybe we're just, maybe more miserable that day.
I mean, it's like, that's also the thing. So, like, have they never had, like, a bad day at work? You know what I'm saying? Like that? They just don't put it out in front of hundreds and thousands. Yeah.
But that's another thing. You don't see our whole lives on social media. Yeah.
That's what people don't get. They see the bad and like.
And Whitney and I are.
I think that too. Sometimes I'll be looking at her or like him, and I'll be like, they have no idea who the fuck we are.
Okay, here's a great example from the brand we went with, Ocean Grown. Okay, we go down there. When we leave, the owner comes up, and he's like, "Y'all are nothing like I thought y'all were gonna be from social media."
Yeah.
Yeah, because nobody fucking knows us. That feels great.
He's like, "Y'all are super dope people." He's like outside of like even. Business, everything. He's like, we just need to stay in touch.
It's just, we only show what we want to be seen. Like, you're not going to know what goes on behind the scenes, how much we talk to each other.
You literally don't know us.
Off camera. how we're probably...
Like the way that we sit in bed and just look at each other and just laugh for no reason, or like just say shit that you're just, we're just like... We're not one normal. Everyone comes up to us as such a fan, and they're like, I feel like I know you, and blah, 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 and like realistically, like y'all have no idea who the fuck we are. We just show you what we feel like it.
Yeah.
Very minimal.
But it's so funny because like, I don't know, everybody thinks that we just don't like each other, like we were going to stay in relationships or have babies or get married to people that we don't want to be with. That just doesn't make sense to me.
I feel like I know the answer for you, but not you and you. All reasons, because I can kind of see
like
it.
You're like all crunched up.
You don't
have
to explain it.
About dressing my damn mouth.
As you've done social media, like you keep doing it longer and longer and longer, has it got to a point where you're like, now you're kind of like, I want to be more private? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, you've kind of gotten that,
our
like...
Our whole relationship is private. Whether... And yeah. I know it's like, no, it's not. Yeah. But it is. Yeah. It is private. The only thing you know about me and Jacob is we live together. He has a son. I'm pregnant. And we do social media.
That's why I barely... I mean, I used to post, like, 5 times a week on TikTok. I'm lucky if I get one up every 2 weeks.
Yeah. We hardly post.
Realistically. Yeah. It's just, like, it's not that I'm tired of the bullshit. It's just, like... Private life just sounds better and better every day, you know? But then again, this is where we make
our money.
Yeah, but even so just posting a Snapchat anywhere. Takes 30 seconds to do this. What are you doing today?
Of who we're doing.
Going to the park. Yep. That's it. No one knows what the fuck we're eating at the park, what we're doing at the park, how we dress at the park.
How we talk, what we say, what we talk about, who we're talking about, what drama's going on, who's this, who's mad at who. Like, cause
there's so much
care.
Shit outside about all of us that they don't know personally.
There's more that we talk about every single day. Then we even,
Do you think the Reddit page gets paid?
I don't know. I'm just gonna be honest. I feel like people know me better. I feel like they know what I'm doing when I'm not even posting. I'm like, I swear, it's gotten to a point where, like, you know, when you just go online and you like see stuff about you're like, oh, I
see
did
the
that.
Comments like, holy shit, that's actually something I would think about not. Yeah. Like what? That one. Read that. That's a good one.
Okay. It's giving... Not the name, though, right?
And we can't do, but...
It's giving copying blank. Rant of the day is the post from Whitney. Problems of the week. If you want to rant like I just did, feel free to reply to this and let me know what's going on in your life. Smiley face. What are your week's problems? I don't understand how that's copying anybody, but... And I'm pretty sure before this, there was like 10 videos explaining...
There was actually like 30 about how I needed my nose spray... I'm addicted. Someone just texted me and said that getting the deviated septum removed was the worst thing I've ever done. Like, hurt-wise. Like, it couldn't be worse than tonsils. There's no way. And then I ranted. Nobody's copying. Nobody.
Did someone get it done? Did that person get it done?
I was just ranting, and then I put, comment your confessions, and then I guess I'm copying someone. Oh, I'm sorry. A lot of people have a lot of problems, and I really like to know. I do. I actually get a kick out of, like...
But it comes back to thank you for paying us.
Yes, thank you.
It all comes back to that.
You guys do start trends.
You're our job.
We start trends. We got to copy
them. As much as
them.
You hate that, that's why I keep saying it, because you hate it. But thank you.
Are you for real?
Babe, this one says, closer to the due date. Let's see how much longer Twinkle Toes, that'd be you, will want to put up with me. So it says, I don't think he's going to stick around. Once a cheater, always a cheater. I don't give a fuck any minion or what Stink says that he's going to stick around forever. He already fucked it up. Already fucked it up with whatever. I'm sure nothing will stop him doing it again, considering how batshit crazy this bitch is. That's a new one. I haven't
I
been
don't
crazy.
Consider what he did cheating. I consider it being... disrespectful to what she thought was a relationship, but I do not think that he cheated on her.
I'm also not batshit crazy, I don't think. Am I?
I'm not crazy.
I'm sorry.
If
you're not, hey, we're dating and getting married.
Okay, but I am curious, because this is something that I
just think it's because I've, like, been in relationships where we've been on and off, on and off, on and off, on and off. When realistically, at the end of the day, we're not going to be together at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So.
They pull up some crazy.
This is the only concern I have, not for our relationship, but not cheating wise or anything like that. Neither of us have been through postpartum. I don't know how it's just going to be with being together, still up all night with the baby.
Oh, you're
all night. constantly getting annoyed, overwhelmed.
But that's what just everybody's like to help for.
Things like that, like with him not understanding the needs, I still need to feel like your girlfriend. I still need to feel like you want to be with me, not
just because you have his kid.
That, but that's not what I'm, just because
it's already over. You're not pregnant anymore.
We're doing it. That's the only thing I'm honestly had a fear for, is just how our relationship is going to be after having a baby, with all the hormones, with him already having a baby, you know, bringing that in, and it's 2 under 2, and I just get nervous about him forgetting about our relationship.
What the fuck are you chewing?
Is there anything you're scared about for our relationship for the baby, or are you just
Jacob, falling? What's your biggest concerns? I got one. Jacob?
Why would I just randomly bring that up?
Shh, Jacob.
Because I was talking about it.
Because it got me up and I read it.
Jacob, what's your biggest concerns on having the baby while birth and after? Like all three. Before, during, after.
Before birth?
Yep. Like, you have any concerns right now?
Honestly, no. We're going great, I think. Do you think so?
Mm-hmm.
No, not before. Really not. We're just kind of waiting. We had kind of had for the past month.
Are you ready for that text or that call? Babe, my water broke.
I feel like
I think I might actually cry.
I feel like I'm going to be here. I feel like it's going to be late at night. I'm going to be laying in bed. Should be like.
So you thought about it?
Yeah, I think it's going to be like, we're going to leave like at 12.
I just feel like if it was me, right? She was pregnant 3 weeks out. Every day from like that last trimester, I'm thinking.
Just waiting.
I'm thinking.
I'm going to sit outside the fucking hotel in the parking lot.
What?
Yeah. I swear to God.
You want to sit outside?
I'm going to sit in the car. Dude, if anything happens to her, that's
fine. Oh, you're going to sit outside a hospital.
Yeah, wait. Did you say hotel? I knew randomly said.
Waiting.
You did say hotel parking lot.
Did I say hotel?
Yeah, you said I'm just going to be outside in the hotel parking lot.
Yeah, where did that come from?
Making no sense. I'm thinking about the fact that she's going to shit her pants. We get in there. Okay, then obviously she's going to sit there. Anything could possibly happen where they need us or something. I don't know. And then we're sitting outside. And then they text us and I'm going to be there.
Hmm. Okay.
What other questions you got? You're on a good roll.
No, like, okay, so she texts you. Water broke. First thought, what is it?
Let's fucking go.
Zooming home.
Zooming, you're at the gym.
Zooming home.
You're at the gym. Water breaks.
I'm hopping in
the hospital.
Babe, can you drive about 2 more minutes left here?
Hey, babe, I'm mid-set. I'm getting that pump. I'll be there in about 5 minutes.
Hold them a little longer.
One of y'all can wrap it up. Well, we know Jacob doesn't wrap shit.
And on that note, I love you all.
Have a great vagina.
I love you guys.
Peace. See ya.